Books on Tape presents The Pirate King by R. A. Salvatore. Read by Mark Bramhall. Prelude. Suljak, one of the five high captains ruling Luskan, and a former commander of one of the most successful pirate crews ever to terrorize the Sword Coast, was not easily intimidated. An extrovert who typically bellowed before he considered his roar, his voice often rang loudest among the ruling council. Even the arcane Brotherhood, who many knew to be the true power in the city, were hard-pressed to cow him. He ruled ship Suljak and commanded a solid collection of merchants and thugs from Suljak Lodge in the south-central section of Luskan. It was not a showy or grand place, certainly nothing to match the strength of High Captain Teurl's four-spired castle or High Captain Kurth's mighty tower, but it was well defended and situated comfortably near the residence of Rethnor, Suljak's closest ally among the captains. Still, Suljak found himself on unsteady ground as he walked into the room in Ten Oaks, the palace of ship Rethnor. The old man Rethnor wasn't there and wasn't supposed to be. He spoke through what seemed to be the least intimidating man in the room, the youngest of his three sons. But Suljak knew that appearances could be deceiving. Kensadon, a small man, well-dressed in dull gray and black tones, and well-groomed with his hair cut short in all the appropriate angles and clips, sat with a leg crossed over one knee in a comfortable chair in the center back of the plain room. He was sometimes called the Crow, as he always wore a high-collared black